Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etchel. I'm now on Masachet Yom and Daf Yod Gimel Amud Aleph. This is the final podcast in our analysis of the first Mishnah. And as you recall, at the end of the first Mishnah, we had a machloket Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim about whether they also, as per Rabbi Yehuda, appoint an understudy wife in case his wife would die and the Kohen Gadol has to have kapara ba'adova ad beto, or whether, as Chachamim say, in ladavar sof, and then there would be no end to substitutes and understudies you'd have to appoint. So let's see what the Gemara says. Read Omer Afishachem at Kedino. Rabbanan nami hachai shilashama. Rabbanan, after all, are also concerned with something may happen, because they have an understudy Kohen Gadol. So Malach Rabbanan, their answer could be, tuma shchicha mita lo shchicha. It is likely or possible that somebody could become tamei, so we have to have an understudy. But for somebody to suddenly drop dead on the spot is not all that common. Amurloim can't lend of ourselves, so the Chachavim's response to Rabbi Yehuda is that it would go ad infinitum. So Shapar Kamila Rabbi Yehuda, they have a good point. Yehuda Malach, his answer is, the mita dechara chayshina, the mita tarti lo chayshina. And he said, I'm not concerned that two people who are lined up there would suddenly out of the blue die. So to appoint a Kohen Gadol understudy and then another understudy, or to appoint a wife and then another wife, to be concerned that they're both going to die is not likely, but that one person could die happens. For Rabbanan, his answer is, if you're going to have the concern, well, happenstance can happen in any sort of order. That's what it's called, happenstance, and it could be two. So since we're not concerned with any individual here dying suddenly, therefore, we're not going to appoint a second wife. Rabbanan, name Inu l'nafshayu. So why don't Rabbanan answer back to themselves that same problem and say, let's have a bunch of Kohen Gadol understudies, because one may become Tame, and then the next may become Tame, etc. Because they said Mita, but not, but Tuma, yes. Rabbanan, Kohen Gadol Zarizu. The Kohen Gadol is actually very careful and won't become Tame. So he's Zarizu l'amkin Kohen. So why do we have an understudy at all? The answer is Kevin Davdin and Sarah, Koshka de Bistari's Tfei. By having an understudy who's sort of looking over his shoulder, waiting for him to become Tame, so he can have his moment in the spotlight, the Kohen Gadol will be even that much more careful and will not become Tame. Which means, according to Rabbanan's calculation, the understudy was really a foil for the Kohen Gadol, not really someone who's going to step in. Okay, misagile betakanta, but now we're going to analyze how this entire piece could work according to Rabbi Yehuda. Beito marachmana v'achlav beitohu. This woman who's waiting in the wings, as Rabbi Yehuda's understudy wife, is not his house. Just because as if his wife dies and there's a woman who's waiting to marry, she's not beito. So the answer is the mekadesh law. So he gives her kiddushin before him kip. V'akamana lo kani stalav beitohi, but if until he marries her, she's not beito. So, giving her kiddushin is not going to be enough. And the answer is the kani slas. He marries her. And can I relate shnei batim? If that's the case, then Yom Kippur, he doesn't have bayit achad. He has shnei batim. He has two wives. Chon amar v'chiper ba'adova ad beito. The Torah says he has to have kapar for himself and his household. Lo bat shnei batim, and not two households. So, one wife. The answer is the had megari shla. He's megari shla, before Yom Kippur. He megari shla had kashu l'duchta. Then we're back to the same problem. He haven't solved anything. He's now got one wife who might die. So Lotzricha, the Megari Slal Tanai, he gives her a get on condition. Tamar HaRezik Yitech Amanacha Tamuti. Well, this is a little bit strange. He says, this is your get if you die. Meaning that if she dies, and the assumption is the other one's alive, then she was divorced beforehand. But if she doesn't die, he's still got two houses. So that doesn't work. Tamar HaRezik Yitech Amanacha Lo Tamuti. I'm giving you this get if you don't die. So Ilom Mita Megrishala. If she doesn't die, then he's divorced from her. Mita Akaimach. Then he's got, if she does die, he's still got the other one. Vidilma Ilom Mita Vahavele Gita Vahagita Maita Chaverta Vakamlai Below Bayit. So what if this understudy doesn't die? So the get is the get. In the meantime, his original wife dies. So now he's got no wives. So he gives the second one a get, and says, this is a get, on condition, if one of you dies. So, mitaha kaimahach, mitaha hakamahai. So whichever one dies, the other one's around, and he's married to one. V'dimmelo maita v'lo chadaminayu. Maybe the likely thing will happen, which is neither one of them dies. V'vileshnei batim. There's no get, and they're both around, and he's got two wives. Okay, Gavmi Chavigita, plus that's not even a get. V'amarava, famous piece, Harizikitech Manashalo Dishti Yayin, Koyime Chayai V'chayaychi. If he gives her a get that's conditional on some act that would last either her entire life or his entire life, like never drink wine, Ainza Kritut, that is not cutting off. That's not a book of excision and separation, because they're always bound to each other. If he makes it dependent on some third person's life, then it's kritut, because if that person dies earlier, there's a point in their lives when they're separated from each other and not tangled up in a tonight. So that doesn't work. So he has to give the second woman a get that says this is a get as long as the first one doesn't die. So ilo mita chaverta migrisha. So if the first one doesn't die, this one's divorced, he's got one wife. If she does die, hakamaha, this understudy's in place. So what happens if the first one dies in the middle of the day in Yom Kippur? Vigloi milta lamafreya de gita daha lav gitahu. Then it turns out that this one's get is not a get. And then in the morning he was doing avodah with two wives. He gives the second one a get on condition that if the first one dies. So what happens if the first one dies and then this one, that means this one is a get and he's got no house again. And regards to the he gives both of them a get. The first one he gives her the get that says that this is a get if the other one doesn't die. And the other one he says, this is your get, on condition you don't go into a Beit Knesset, some other tanai that's not related. Maybe none of this happens. For the gita, the chavayu gita, and they're both divorced, the kamei v'lo bayit, again he's without a house. So what happens? He gives one a get on condition your friend doesn't die. Well, the first wife, and the first one, he says, perhaps it could be either one. This is your get if I come into a Beit Knesset. Meaning, if the first one dies, then everything is good. Everything's not so good, she died, but it means that they were settled. If the other one dies, the Beit Knesset one, kaimaha. So Maika, remember, Dilma Maita Chaverta Faga Avodah, concerned that one will die in the middle of the Avodah. The Avodah of Freya Vishne Batim, which means that now the Avodah done earlier was Vishne Batim. Ichazia the Kabbalimimat, if he finds out that she's about to die, Kadim Iuva Ayel Beit Knesset. He walks into a Beit Knesset in the middle of the Avodah, there on the Lishka, Umasha the Gita, the Hagita the Mafreya. He generates that this one is divorced, the Mafreya, and therefore there was only one wife. So I go Avasi Temra Vavira. Lamiata Shteyevamot about Baitachadot Yemun. Now this is Elamiata is going back to the first argument, which is it's not called Beito if he's not actually married to her. So that means that if a man has two, and the Beito is Beito Velo Shnevatim. So that means that if a man was married to two wives and he died, there should be no Yibum whatsoever, which is of course not true. Because it's even at Beit Achiv. The answer is Yivimto, Ribad. The Torah says Yivimto twice, so it says, even coming from multiple houses. This is going back to the point that we said, Beito is only once they actually married. But Arusa lotet Yavim, if a woman was an Arusa, she should have no Yibum, because she was not Beito, according to what you said. The answer is, Achutza or lotet Arusa. Lotet Yishta Beit Achutza is there to extend even an Arusa may not marry out without Chalitza or doing Yibum. Okay, now Tanu Rabbanan. There's a side point that's going to double back into Rabbi Yehuda's whole condition. Kohen gadol makriv onein ve'eino ochel. Remember, anybody else who was an onein, who had somebody, one of the relatives, die on that day and was buried, cannot do avodah, even if they didn't become tameh, because they're an onein. A kohen gadol does bring a korban as an onein, but he cannot eat the korban. The famous story of Aharon and the chatat on the day of the death of Nadav and Avihu. He says all day. What does that mean? My kol hayom. That means that we take him from his house. Wait, this is Rabbi Yehuda. As far as Rabbi Yehuda says, we take him away from the korban. Rabbi Yehuda says if a kohen gadol was bringing korbanot and he found out that one of his relatives died, he has to leave the mikdash. Rabbi Yossi or Mary Gmor, he finishes the Avodah. And now you think that Rabbi Yehuda says the opposite? That we take him out of his house to do the Avodah? What did Rabbi Yehuda mean? Kol Hayom. Lamar Sheino Oved Kol Hayom. He does not do Avodah at all during the day. Not that he does Avodah and doesn't eat. He doesn't do Avodah at all. Why? We're concerned he may forget and eat the Korban. Ravada Barava Larava, Mikas Rabbi Yehuda Shem Yochal, and here's how we bring it back. Since when does Rabbi Yehuda have such a Gzeiravat Nan? We have our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rafi Shachem, Matkinno, Shematamot Ishto, his wife may die. His wife may die, meaning on that day. Vimaita Ishto, Avid Avoda. Remember, the whole point of this is that if his wife dies, he'll have another wife waiting so that he can do the Avodah. Velokas Rabbi Yehuda Shem Yochal, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make a Gzeira. Amarlay, so his answer is, Rav's answer is very simple. Achi Ashta, Hatam gave on the Yom Kippur, Mud Chuli Amaloko Achli. Nobody's eating today. Hunami lo atel rechal. There's not a chance that he's going to forget and come to eat and violate Aninut. He's also not going to violate the Inui. Achar Chuli Amalachli, but on a regular day when everybody else is eating, Hunami atel rechal, he may forget and eat. Therefore, Yehuda says he doesn't do Avodah. Chayagav Michaila Alei Aninut. But wait a second, in the case that we had with the wife, since when is there Ani Aninut? Amigrisha. According to what we said, he retroactively divorced her, so there's no aninut. The answer is aninut lo chayale. Yes, formal aninut doesn't happen. Atrudim milo mitrid, but this is his wife, maybe his wife for many years, and she suddenly died. If certainly he's going to be very upset, and it's inappropriate for him to be eating kodshim when he's in that frame of mind and upset about his wife who had just died. Okay, in any case, it's all moot because, of course, we don't rule like Rabbi Yehuda and do not have the second wife, and the entire discussion of the get is an academic exercise and purely that. Okay, we'll pause. We'll pick it up with the second Mishnah that describes the Kohen Gadol's training during the 7 days. In the meantime, wish everybody a wonderful day.